Dive in tonight to Siman Shin Zayin Sif Yud Tes, to the question of Amir al-Nahri, or sort of borderline instances of Amir al-Nahri. How can you push the boundaries of Amir al-Nahri when there's money on the line? This is an important discussion to have. And this Sif Yud Tes, learning the Beis Yosef is an exceptional pleasure. Because the Beis Yosef and Sif Yud Tes is in certain senses, an exceptionally thorough, dense presentation. But we're going to begin not from the Rishonim, which is the focus of this Beis Yosef, but let's instead begin from the Gemara. If I can trouble you for a Masach Shabbos, that'd be lovely. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. So the Mishnah Kuf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. I know there are, in theory, two seifim on the docket tonight. Sif Yud Tes and Sif Chaf. Sif Yud Tes is a very, very rich sif. So I would anticipate that we'll cover Sif Yud Tes tonight. And Sif Chaf Mikra Shem next week. Each one has so much to offer. The Mishnah Kuf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. The Mishnah that we've seen in the past. Nachri Sheba L'Chabos in Omer Lo Kaveh Ve'Al Techaveh. And there's a fire, and a non-Jewish neighbor shows up, and he's prepared to put the fire out, extinguish the fire. So, two dinim. Ein amrim lo kaveh ve'al techaveh. Neither are you allowed to tell him, put out the fire, nor do you need to tell him, don't put out the fire. I'm not really chayiv for his keeping Shabbos, as opposed to the Mishnah says, a katan shebal chavos, if a Jewish katan who comes to put out the fire, ain't shown low. We actually have to tell him, al techaveh, we're not allowed to even passively allow him to put the fire out. Shrisas alim, we are obligated to see to it that the katan, the Jew under Bar Bas Mitzvah, keeps Shabbos. That's the last piece of the Gemara, last piece of Sugi here is about katan off on the same basis in the Surah Al Frisho. But the rules of the end of the Gemara deals with the end of the Mishnah, which is the rules of Chinuch. Even passively, what can we allow a katan to violate? What we can not allow a katan to violate? That as opposed to the katan, where he is Jewish and there is a chiyuv chinuch, and we can't even passively allow him to be mechalel Shabbos. But the nachri, he's not personally obligated to keep Shabbos. Nothing wrong if he wants to be mechalel Shabbos, but I cannot tell him to be mechalel Shabbos. So on the one hand, in omer lo kaveh. But on the other hand, no need to tell him al techaveh. So those are two dinim. And to unpack that a little more before we get to the Gemara is going to try to chart a middle third case, just to appreciate the two cases in the Mishnah. So on the one hand, the first din, in amr lo kaveh, is a reiteration of the iser of amir lo nachri, that I'm not allowed to instruct the request of the nachri that he violate Shabbos on my behalf. And again, we saw this Mishnah the very first time beginning to look at this siman, because this is one of the Mishnayos that formulates the din Amir al-Akhmashvus. On the other hand, the second din, Ein Omer al-Techaveh, so what that's telling me, we know, obviously, the Nachri is not personally Mitzvah, Muzer, and Shabbos, but what that's telling me maybe more sharply is it speaks to the other din. And we've seen time and again, we're getting very close to crossing the bridge from the first Isser of Amir al-Nachri to the second Isser, which comes up later in Shushin Chavei, and in Masach HaShabbos comes up later, a lot later, Kuf Chavez, the Isser of Hanam and Melechaz Akum, that even if I didn't instruct the Nachri, there was no Amira. He on his own understood that I would appreciate Melacha done on my behalf, and he chooses of his own volition to do Melacha. I have not violated Amir al-Nachri. He did it of his own volition, but still, there's a second Easter, I cannot have Hana from the Malacha that the Nachri does on my behalf. And that's, again, the Mishnah in the following block, the non-Jew lights a fire for me, I cannot have Hana from it, the non-Jew builds a ramp to allow the Jewish passengers to get off the boat, the Jewish passengers cannot get off unless there are other mitigating factors. So that second Easter of Hana and Malacha Zakum, so that both of those Isurim are appearing, shoulder to shoulder in this Mishnah. On the one hand, you can't tell the Nachri Kaveh. To ask the Nachri, please put out the fire, that would be a violation of Amir al-Nachri. On the other hand, I'm not mechuyev to tell him, don't put out the fire. In other words, if he, of his own volition, he says, He realizes he's a good fellow. He's a good fellow. He realizes my house is burning down. He understands I can't act on my own behalf. It's Shabbos. So he says, I'll be a good Samaritan. I'll help you out. So there's nothing wrong with allowing that to happen. In other words, that's not a violation on Amun Lafazakim. I would have said, I'm going to benefit. The Nachar is going to save my house. That's hundreds of thousands of dollars of benefit. He says the Mishnah, don't worry. And when we more formally, directly jump into that second Isser, so we may find that this is an example of an indirect Hana. This is what we'll see. There's a difference between the Nachri, Laina, turn lights on, turn lights off. I cannot have Hana from the light that he turns on. But the fact that he got rid of the lights, I may be able to, it's not necessarily problematic for me to sleep in the room that's dark because the Nachri put the light out. That's the difference between direct and indirect Hana. This Mishnah may be an example of that. I'm going to have Hana from the fact that my house didn't burn down. He prevented my house from disappearing. So that's an indirect Hana, and that's permitted. So again, you have already in the Mishnah itself, the two cases, I may not say Kabeh, but nor do I need to say Al Techabe. Then as you saw, the Gemara points out, after appreciating the Mishnah, there's also a third case that sort of sticks in between. There's a middle ground. Let's say I didn't say Kabe, I didn't tell him what to do, but on the other hand, I didn't say nothing. I said something, but it wasn't quite Kabe. And that's Gemara opens with the Rabbi Ami. The very first line of the Gemara here, Kuf Kafal from Rav, I'm Rabbi Ami, here we have the Amora, Rabbi Ami. Yeah, but the Lake Tir Lomar called Machabe and Amavsid. When there's a fire, you can't tell the Nachri to put the fire out, but you can tell him, you know, whoever puts the fire out is not going to lose. Hint, hint, wink, wink. There's a remez that it will be in your best, you have self-interest. I'll be glad to recompense you if you put the fire out, but I didn't actually say it. So it wasn't an amira, it wasn't a tzivoy, but it was a remez. Rabbi Ami says, look, while the Mishnah says that tzivoy is forbidden, but remez is permitted. And the Gemara points, the Gemara goes on to point out, well, so how does this stand with the Mishnah? How does this work with the Mishnah? So the one that the Gemara, as you saw, the Gemara says, well, maybe that's, it flows from the Mishnah. Because after all, you can't say Kabeh. But no less than Kabeh, you can't say direct tzivoy. So the Mashmos is, but less than a direct tzivoy, remez, would be mutter. But the Gemara points out, ultimately, there really is no proof, because the Mishnah said you can't say Kabeh, but the Mishnah also said we don't need to say Al Techabe. That's saying a very high standard. I don't have to tell him to stop. But that sounds like there's nothing I can say. Just be silent. As the Gemara points out, it's hard to tell from the Mishnah where the middle case stands. So either Reisha or Seifa is not the Davka, and it's hard to know which. And Tosas point out, if you just stop the Gemara there, you might come to the misimpression that Rabbi Ami is rejected. And reading the Gemara, you might have got the impression that Remez is forbidden in this case. That's a Tosas, the two Tosas in a row, two important Tosas in, Ein Omer Mlo and then Ella. Ein Omer Mlo we saw when we started this Siman. Tosas points out, this is an example of a Mir Lach Meshvus. Tosas starts to line up in Dirasel Ein, some of the other sources in Tanam and Amoram, for the Isra Mir Akum, and then Tosas Dimasal Ella says, the Gemara says, Meha Lekum Mishnah, you can't prove from our Mishnah like Rabbi Ami. Tosas says, okay, you can't prove from the Mishnah like Rabbi Ami, but neither does the Mishnah stand against Rabbi Ami. The Mishnah is sort of ambiguous, not really sure what the Mishnah is saying. Come like Rabbi Ami. We do follow Rabbi Ami. How do you know? The Bavli left it sort of lukewarm. We had this position of Rabbi Ami. The Gemara is interested in proving from the Mishnah, where I said, well, the Mishnah is hard to know what the Mishnah is saying. The Tos says, okay, the Gemara, the Bavli is ambiguous, but the Yerushalmi says, Asa Rabbi Ami Maisa Kazeh. The Bavli just says, Rabbi Ami said it. Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Ami actually acted on it. So that already gives us more confidence that this is how we should paskin. And Tos says, indeed, that is how we paskin. That's an example of the principle of Masa Rav. Masa Rav doesn't mean a story that happened with the Amora named Rav. It just means, well, the two ways of translating it. It means Maisa Rav, it's a story with a Talmud Chacham, or that's a sentence. Maisa Rav. A story is an action. If I know that the Talmud Chacham actually acted on this Pesach, that's much more significant than merely knowing that he said this in a shir. So Amar so-and-so has a certain degree of staying power, but if he actually acted on it, that is even more staying power. So his Tosis is putting that into practice. Because, again, Rabbi Ami said it in the Bavli. The Tosis thinks we're more likely to pass than like it because Yerushalmi says Rabbi actually also Maisa. He actually acted that way. So that is how we pass from Halacha Maisa. I cannot say Kabei. I cannot tell a Nachet. Amir La'akam to put out the fire is not Mutter. B'makam Deleika. But Remez would be Mutter B'makam Deleika. Now this opens a couple of doors. One door that we're not going to walk through just yet, we'll get to it some Chabez, is Remez is Mutter here. Remez is not generally Mutter, and we'll get to that. Is Remez ever Mutter without a Deleika? It's Remez. I want the Nachri to turn the light off. Again, to have the Nachri turn the light on, even if he does it on his own, we said I can't be Nana from it, so that's not very helpful. But let's say I want the Nachri to turn the light off. So is Remez ever Mutter? For here it sounds like Remez is only Mutter because there's a fire. So maybe there are different types of Ramazim. Maybe some Ramazim are Mutter even under more normal circumstances. We'll get to them in Se'if Chavei. That's coming attractions. The issue that the Beis Yosef gives such a beautiful treatment of is the hanging question that emerges from the sikkim. So again, he said, the Mishnah said, you have a Deleika, Amir Lachim remains Aser, I don't have to tell him to stop, if he wants to do on his own, no violation of Hana, but I cannot do Amira, and we even possibly like Rabbi Ami, that while Amira is Aser, but Remez is Mutter. Kala Machabe Eino Mafsid. Kala Machabe Eino Mafsid, that's fine. Now what the Rishonim raise, and this is what they so suppose a whole slew of Rishonim, to sort of sharpen things, we could say he has a listening side, but maybe we could sharpen it. Two very classical, canonical names amongst the Rishonim. The Machlok is Rashba Rosh. There are others that agree with the Rashba, there are others that agree with the Rosh before and after. The Rashba Rosh, really, if you're looking through the list of names that the Beis Yosef presents, the Rashba, the Ugur, the Smak, the Smog, the Bala Truma, the Bahag, the two names that really stand out, one for each side, Machlok is Rashba Rosh. Now, what is the Machlok is Rashba Rosh? The Rosh is on the Sugya. The Rashba is primarily, he quotes from a pair of Shuvos of the Rashba. The Machlokas is, well, the Rabbi Ami said, Bidleika, it was the language of the Gemara, Bidleika, he tiru lomar kol machabe no mafsid. When there's a fire, you're permitted to say, you're permitted to be rames to an achri, that he ought to extinguish the fire. So the question is that specifically Deleika, or is that just an example? And there are rais lakan and lakan. On the one hand, on the other hand. So on the one hand, you turn to Kuf Nun Gimel, the very beginning of the last parak of the Masechta. Parak opens, parak Nisha Hechsha. It opens with, sugis that come up, maybe in contemporary context, some of the details are different, but the concept comes up particularly this season of the year, early winter Fridays. You're stuck in traffic and you don't quite make it over the bridge. You don't make it to your destination in time for Shabbos. So what do you do? What do you do when you didn't quite make it there and Shabbos is coming and you're not going to beat the sun? The sun is going to set before you reach home. So the Tanaim, again, they didn't have traffic on the bridge, and they weren't stuck in cars, but they had other issues. So the Mishnah talks about Mehechshecho b'derech. So it's getting dark, and I'm still on the road. Kufn and Gimel and Aleph. So the Mishnah says, what do you do with your wallet? No sin kisel and nachri. Give your wallet to a non-Jew. You can't keep carrying your wallet. Hotzah melachav hotzah. Forget about tiltul muktzah. The melachav hotzah, you're outside the Erev. So give it to the Nachri. If you can't give it to the Nachri, then you're going to have to somehow figure out if you're all by yourself, if you're riding a donkey, so maybe you can somehow stick the wallet on the donkey or stick whatever you have on the donkey, the self-driving car of 2,000 years ago. The donkey goes on its own. I'm going to have the donkey, I'm going to walk, but the donkey will keep going. The donkey knows where to go. So I'll try to stick my stuff on the donkey so I don't have to leave it on the road. As soon as you get into the outermost reaches of the city, then everything, you start to untie everything from the donkey, everything comes off, and the Gemara gets into the details of how you work that through. The Gemara immediately asks, give it to the Nachri. My time is shower le abala, mace of kisa le Nachri. I'm going to hand my wallet to a non-Jew outside the Erev, and he's going to carry it for me. That's the obvious, whether I say it or not, it's a very obvious implication, as we saw the other week, right? Even if, it seems very direct. I didn't say carry for me on Shabbos, but he understands what I wanted him. So the Gemara says, you're right, this should have been Aser. But Chazal says, and that's our situation, is a high likelihood that many people will not be able to withstand. I have a lot of money riding here. I just lose my wallet because of Shabbos. That's the right thing to do. But many people will not be able to withstand the Yetzirah. Not be matter the Amir La'akim, which is Drabanan. Some people will say, okay, let's put the wallet down before Shabbos, and I'll come back after Shabbos, either it's there or it's not there. But many people will end up being Mechal Shabbos, Real Chil Shabbos, or Isa. Dalam's Bishas Rabbin. So better to have the Nachri, better to allow the Amir Nachri, than to Vada Amir Nachri, rather than risking Chil Shabbos, or Isa. So that's the opening, those are the opening lines of the last parak of Mishnah Hechsher. So where does that leave you? So offhand, this sounds like, it's not delayed because this is some other issue. But this sounds like the same as our sugya. Well, essentially, if you break it down, take away all the, break it down to the conceptual skeleton, it's the same as our sugya. It's remez. I may not have told him, but it's pretty clear what I want him to do. I can't carry this on Shabbos. It's pretty clear what I'm asking him to do. Or it may be outright Amira. We're allowing it because of Hefsid Mamon. So on the one hand, it sounds like the Leika is not unique. The Leika is just an example. In B'Makom Hefsid, a significant Hefsid Mamon, we allow Amira Lachri, or at least we allow Remez. On the other hand, there's a sugya in Ksubas. We were looking at the Masar Sashas, as we were learning Kuf Chafala for Amar Rabbi Yami, but Leike Etiru, so the Masar Shashas tells you there's one other place where Rabbi Yami appears in Shas other than Maseches Shabbos, which is where you expect, if you don't mind handing this down.
And the Leike is more chomer. I mean, by the keys you're allowed to hand it to him, and Rashi says he's your shliach. Because it's very clear what your intent is. The Leika you're saying called Mechabein Amapsid.
We're only being Meramis. So if anything, you would think that the Sugi Misha Hechshech is a strong raya that we're very open to, the Leika is not unique. The Leika is not the only case where we're Mekel. On the other hand, let's take a look at Ksuvos. The background, The Gemara in Ayin Amud Beis mentions Rabbi Ami, but it needs a little bit of background. So the Mishnah in Ayin Amud Aleph, this is a classical ksubas, is focusing on the obligations the husband has to take care of his wife. The Mishnah talks about a sad situation where obviously things have broken down. The husband takes a neder, the wife cannot have hanah from him. This sounds like a step towards separation. So the Mishnah says that there may be, and practically speaking, the husband has a chiyuv mizonos. So if he's taking a neder, his wife cannot have enough from him. Well, how is he going to fulfill his financial marital obligations? What's that going to look like? So the Mishnah says up to 30 days, we would allow yamid parnos. There could be a third party. And it go between. It was transferring the financial support from husband to wife. But yes, the Kenyo TV thinks, but that's not a long-term stable situation. If the husband cannot come around, if he can't fix things, so then she has the right to sue for again. So that's the context in Ksubas. And when the Gemara begins to talk about that line in the Mishnah, the Gemara is looking, is trying to figure out. So we understand that the emotionally this is a very delicate situation. And we understand the Ksubas angle, meaning the husband has a chiyuv to take care of his wife, and how's that going to work? And the Gemara says, but there's also a nedarim angle. The husband took a neder. So what the Mishnah is implying is that even though he took a neder, his wife cannot have anah from him, it's not a violation of the neder for him to be sending the money through a third party. So the Gemara says, I am amazed. Why is that? We understand that we understand why we would want to have a third party, but how does that solve the neder problem? The parnas lav shlushu chusik avim. Isn't the parnas? I have an agent. I have a trustee who's supporting my wife on my behalf with my funds. So why isn't that a violation of the neder? And why are we even waiting 30 days? So the Gemara of Ravuna says, oh, kohazan ena mafsid. Of course, Ravuna says the husband, it will be a violation of the husband's neder for him to directly fund her. But if he says, call Zani and I'm upset, look, if someone's take care of her, you won't lose out, implying, be Miramis, I'll pay you back. So that's not a violation of the neder, and she's still, the husband is seeing through it that the wife is, in a very, very limited and highly unromantic way, being financially taken care of, and yet he's not violating the neder because that's not shlichus. And the Gemara says, really, and what you pointed out, Benji, that the Rashi Kukman Gimel is talking about shlichus here, the Gemara talks about. But it says, really, that's not called shlichus? That's indirect enough that it's not a violation of the neder? We wouldn't say from an Adarim perspective that the husband's being Mahana, his wife, because he's using this device, this remez? Really? V'chi yamar hachi, lav shlichus ekavet. How about belukin gittin? When the sofer writes a get, he needs to be the shliach of the husband. And the psukim kiseitze present a get as being written by the husband. But we allow shlichus. Most husbands who are divorcing their wives are incompetent sofrim, but they can amount a competent sofer as a shliach to write on their behalf. But look at this. You have a Jew, Rachman Tzlan, is in a Roman dungeon, and he knows he's going to waste away in the Roman dungeon. So he wants to issue a get of love to his wife. He's never going to see her again. He doesn't want her to be in Aguna. So he's calling, you hear a voice, you hear the husband's voice coming down from down the dungeon. If anyone hears my voice, please, here's my name, here's my wife's name, here's where we live. Find her, do us a favor, write a get to my wife. Allow her to continue with life because I'm stuck here. Mishnah says that's valid shlichus. So if that's valid shlichus, isn't that the same thing? Kol shamei koli. The Gemara says, no. And this is very important in terms of remez versus directness. The Gemara says, hachi hasha, they're not the same. That both phrases begin with whoever, but what happens afterwards? Hasam ka'amar yichto, hachami ka'amar yazam. The Mishnah again says, if whoever hears my voice, he should write. But that's the second half of it, the verb is direct. But here we didn't say, kol hashomea kol yazam, it's eno mafsid. I didn't ask anyone, there was no tzivoy. I didn't say do it. I said, if you do it, you won't lose out. So that's merely a remez. And then the Gemara says, well, how about our sugya? How about our sugya and Shabbos? Doesn't that sound so similar? Kol hazon eno mafsid and kol hamechabe eno mafsid. Now, we allow both of them. Kol hazon eno mafsid is not a violation of a neder. Not considered shlichus, and therefore not violation of neder. Kol machabe eno mafsid is not considered to be direct tzivoy, and therefore we allow b'makom dleika. So often they sound like they're coherent and they work well, they're consistent. But the Gemara sees it as a problem. Why? Because b'dleika l'mutei mai. Rabbi Ami didn't say this is categorically, comprehensively always mutter. This is only mutter in limited circumstances. By dleika we allow it. So it sounds like normally it's a problem. In other words, normally it is a shlichus. My love, l'mu'uti ke'gavna. So it sounds like normally this would be a problem. Normally it's a shlichus. Normally it's a mir lakum. And here it would be in this context in Ksubas, it would be a shlichus and therefore a violation of the neder. And deleika is an exceptional case. Whereas here there's nothing exceptional. they were presented as standard halacha. Isn't that excluding such a situation? The Gemara said no. L'ma'ute shar isurim de Shabbos. The leika is only as opposed to other Shabbos cases. It has no bearing on any other area of halacha. So outside of Shabbos, it's totally fine. So that's why, in terms of in a neder context, if Reuven took a neder not to Mahana Shimon, Reuven could still say whoever takes care of Shimon won't lose out, and that's fine. If Levi decides to take care of Shimon on the hopes of ultimately being compensated by Reuven, that's not a violation of the neder, because we do not see Levi as a shaliach of Reuven. It's only by Shabbos where it's bidleika yes, ever else not. So the question is, where does that leave me within Hilchos Shabbos? Right now we're not learning Ksubos, we're not learning Nedarim, we're not learning Gittin, we're learning Shabbos. So, but in the context of trying to fit Rabbi Ami of Shabbos together with Huna of Ksubos, so the Gemara told us something that it didn't tell us in the Sefer Shabbos, which is, b'deleika l'ma'utei shar yisurim de Shabbos. So what does that mean? Deleika as opposed to other yisurim of Shabbos. So the Rashba says, look, you know what that means it's only deleika. It's nowhere else. Deleika is unique. Maybe deleika is not unique as opposed to all the rest of halacha. As Rashi says, we're very machmirah hilchos Shabbos. It's a din d'rabbanan. But we didn't impose such deep drabban in the world of Nadar. Good, we know the Torah knows Shamir al-Akam to begin with. Amir al-Akam Shvus. Amir al-Akam is this drabban. It's not Shulam Shalom Kamoso. It's not that if I ask a Nachri to act on my behalf, that's a my Melech HaShabbos Darais. Okay, we know that Amir al-Akam in general is merely a drabban, an extension of Melecha. So, the Shari Suri Shabbos Hechemiru. The Nedarim lo gazar, as Rashi says. Okay, so we understand the distinction that the Gemara is drawing. This whole notion that we're worried about the shlichos in this sort of scenario, the Shabbos operates differently than everything else. But so fine, so we understand the Gemara's terrors. But the Gemara was saying the lake as opposed to Shari Suri Shabbos. So the simple reading is that it's always aser except by the lake. So that's what emerges is a machlokas, Rashba and Rosh. How about other situations? How about if it's not a fire? How about if there's an overflowing river, and if we don't begin to put to build up the dikes, plug the holes, we don't start bringing sandbags, the houses are going to get flooded. The town's going to get flooded. So can the Jews in the town say to the non-Jews, look, if you spend a couple of hours building, reinforcing the sandbags to hold back the river, the floods, you won't lose out. Now, Mutar Zarasar. Now, there's a Baha going back centuries before the Rosh and the Rashba, the Baha, Baal Alphas Gadolos, who lived one of the great Sifri Halacha to emerge from the period of the Gonim. So Baal Alphas Gadolos says, Mutar. He's the one that gives the example of the Bidka Demaya, overflowing river, and he says, Heter Gomer, he says that's the mission of Gemara. Kufafal v'al, kol mechal beinu mafsid mutter. The Rashbas and the Rosh quotes it. The Rosh and Arsugya on Kufafal v'al. You want that's what the Beis Yosef quotes. It says the Perek Tazayin Simin Yud, otherwise known as the Rosh and Kufafal v'al. He says yeah, kol mechal beinu mafsid bidleika or other things. The Bahag said it's other Isurim as well. The Rashba says absolutely not. The Rashba has several tshuvas. The Rashba has several tshuvas, both in Chelek Aleph and in Chelek Dal. Each one is a little bit different. So certain pieces appear more in Chelek Aleph. The overall, the tshuva in Chelek Dal, Reish Ayin Zayin, is more thorough. And the Rashba makes the point firmly that Deleika is a unique case, and in other situations we do not allow it. We do not allow. And he spends time talking the sugya and kufnum gimel. No, that's different. That's not just that we allow mir la'akum because lutzorech because of lutzorech hefsik. So that's a unique situation where if we don't allow mir la'akum, he's likely to carry himself and violated Chil Shabbos Araisa. So he says, it's not that Mir La'akis, the Rashi says, read the Gemara slowly and carefully, we're not being Matar Mir, it's not like Shvus to Shvus Makam Mitzvah. It's not the Letzorech we allow Mir La'akim. That's, we're willing to forego Mir La'akim so that you don't come to do a Yisra Araisa. The Rashba thinks that that Sugya and Kufna Gimel is unique and unrelated to the general case. And he says, look at the Sugya, yeah, the Gemara and Ksuvas.
Well, Rashi here and Ksuvas also says the same thing.
What do you mean?
It says the same thing in terms of Adam Ba'alam Amono. And if not,
yeah,
they come to do
correct,
it himself.
Correct, absolutely. So Rashi already is quoting that language. Adam Ba'alam Amono is the language that's used. And the truth is, the Rashba's argument is a little bit difficult because most scenarios, I'm asking an offeree to do X to save my money. Otherwise, otherwise I might do X. Okay. Now again, sometimes I'm only asking an offeree to do a drabbanon. So the alternative is I do the drabbanon myself, so the risk is not as great. Okay, but the Rajma's argument is somewhat difficult. And the Rashi, again, and as you point out, the subtlety of Rashi, it's a very good point, Rashi is not a little bit delayed, and Ksubas Daf Ayin, so he's using language from Kufnun Gimel and applying here, so it sounds like it's he's putting the two together.
Is the fact that the Hechshech Kol Nerech is from an Arab Shabbos, it says Nibbo Yom, so maybe that's
a little bit more Kal because the Amir is happening in Arab Shabbos. Okay, maybe. Usually Amir is also in Arab Shabbos. And maybe that's part why. So we're not doing, maybe it's not Remez, so we have to see when we get, there. It's not a Remez, but it's on Arab Shabbos. So when we get to the Sugya Remez more, we'll talk about that as well. Is there more room for Remez on Arab Shabbos?
And they're also showing we learn that Sugya is talking about Shabbos. I think the Ron quotes, I forget who it is, but he holds that Sugya is talking not Arab Shabbos, but Shabbos.
Even
Shabbos,
no smoke, he's
actually on Shabbos. So I would change it.
Yeah. Now, the one Rishon, so the Beis Yosef gives a very beautiful layout. There's one Rishon that he neglects to quote, ironically, that's the Torah. And he quotes that the Rajba's Machmir and a series of other Baal Truma, this one, that one, a series of other Rishon and Machmir as well. Many of them are quoting the Rashba. On the other hand, he says the Rosh lines up with the Bahag Lahakel. The truth is the Rosh's son also is Mekel. Now, you may be wondering, how could it be that the Torah is Mekel? There is no Torah, right? This is the very end of the Siman, where it's just basically that Torah. So here's the secret is once you get to Shulchan Aruch, they start telling you to look later at Siman Shin Lamed Dalet. So Shin Lamed Dalet is the Siman about Deleika B'Shabbos. Much of Deleika, there are more sugars of Deleika beyond this Mishnah. A lot of us do what a Jew himself can do. How much can I carry away? There actually are limitations of what I can do because we're worried. We allow you to do too much, even things that were normally mutter, you make it carried away. We're worried that you're going to lose yourself. And Rahman al-Salam put out the fire. So that's a whole siman, Shin Lamed Dalet, about the Lake of the Shabbos. And the tour there talks about our sugar, rather than talking about it here. Now the tour is interesting. The tour cuts on the one hand and the other hand. He accepts part of the Rashba, but on this point is Mekel like his father, the Rosh. Because the Rashba had begun the Tshuvin Chelek Dalet by talking about, can a Jew himself violate Muktza to save his property? I have merchandise outside, and it starts to rain on Shabbos. So now I want to either have a tarp, which may be Muktza, or I'm just going to carry the merchandise under the roof. So can I do it? Can I ask the Nachri to do it? So that's how the Rashba gets started in Chelek Dalet Sim Reishai and Zayin. And the Rashba says the Baal HaTruma, Rabbeinu Baruch, one of the early Baalitosis, he was Mekel on Tilta Mukta B'Makam Hefsid, because you can be Mekel and it's a Drabbanan. Tilta Mukta only Drabbanan, and we can Mekel B'Makam Hefsid. The Rabbi says, absolutely not. Tilta Mukta is Asar, Mir La'akam is Asar, no such thing as being Mekel and Drabbanan B'Makam Hefsid. He says, oh, Deleika special, unique situation. So the tour, over the course of Shin Lamed Dalet, yeah, I've got to keep reading. At the beginning of Shin Lamed Dalet, I think it's Siv Beis, he says, he agrees with the Rashba, Tiltul Muktzah is not Mutzah B'Makam Hefsid. I, a Jew, cannot be Matai, even though Tiltul Muktzah is only Drabbanan, we are not willy-nilly Mekel and Drabbanan simply because there's a Hefsid. However, at the end of the Siman, which is Sifcha Vav, so the Torah says, but when it comes to Amir La'akum, Azei Ramez, that we are Mekel. says, we're not making on every Issur Rabbanon b'makom hefzid, but Amir la'akom ayidei remez, that's Kuf Chaf Aleph. He quotes his father. That's no different than the Laker. Now, how are they going to explain the Gemara on Ksubas? On Ksubas seems like pretty clear, but the Laker as opposed to Shari Surim the Shabbos, so they think Achronim explain, they would say that it's not Deleika as opposed to any other Hefsid. Deleika is an example of a category. It's Hefsid or Hefsid Gadol as opposed to other non-Hefsid situations. In other words, according to the Tur and the Rosh, and that is, as you see in Shulchan Aruch, how we paskin, what the Gemara is saying is not that somehow Deleika is unique and Deleika is different. What we're saying is this whole kula that Mishnah had, this whole kula that Rabbi Ami had, that Kala Machabe and Amasa, that Remez is Mutter, don't get carried away. By Neder, Remez is not the same as Shlichus. But in the world of Hilchos Shabbos, where there's the Issur Rabban of Amir Al-Akam by Shabbos includes Remez as well. If there's a Hefset, so then we're Mekel on, it's a lower level of Amir al-Akam than absolute Tzivui. So if it's merely Remez, it's Mutter b'makom Hefset, such as Deleika or something similar, but absent such a Tzorech, b'makom Tzorech of Hefset Gadol, we're Mekel on the lower level Amir, which is Remez.
The Tur makes the point that it's a Hefset above Hezek above Pisom.
Yes, the Poskim say, let's take a brief look at Shulchan Aruch. I think we're almost done with our time. So the Poskim say that the Pisom is the example. Usually, the Rush, I think Ray has that language. It says, Deleika or any other Hezek that comes suddenly, because the Poskim point out, normally, if there's a Hefset that was developing over time, you would expect that the Jew would have taken care of an Arab Shabbat. But I think the Poskim say, even if I was irresponsible, I could have taken care of before Shabbos, I saw that the air conditioner was breaking, I saw that the refrigerator was going, and I didn't take care of an Arab Shabbos, and then Shabbos comes, now things are getting worse and worse, I still have the right to take a look at Sif Yutes here. And again, there's a parallel in Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Chavav, but here in Shin Zayin Sif Yutes, Shulchan Aruch says, Sechoran of Sedas B'Shabbos, Aydek Shalom O Davar Acher O Asi Bidka. It's raining on my merchandise, or the river's overflowing. Bidka Demaya O Nisroa Chavis Shal Yain VeHolech LeIbud. I had a large barrel of wine, and it's beginning to crack and leak, and that's money. Just anything that gets out of the barrel is gone. This is could be hundreds of dollars of wine, and thousands of dollars of wine, perhaps, in a large barrel. Alpha Pisa. So, now he says two things. The second thing he says is I can tell Mutter Lomer Lein Yehudi Kol Matzah Umapsid, just as by Deleika. Okay. And the first thing he says, an additional kula the Rosh has, is aside from the non-Jews already here, I can call out, well, whoever decides to help out is not going to lose, that sort of general remez. The first thing he says is another clue of the Rush, Mutar likros ein Yehudi. Afal pi shavadi odesh ein Yehudi yatzama. I can say, do you mind coming over here? That's also Mutar. The post can even say I can do both. That's the Mishnah Berurah points out. I can even do both. I can call him over here, and if he comes and sees and isn't jumping to help, I can say, you know, if you help out, you won't lose. That combination, even those two combined, call him over, and then this additional remez is assumed to be mutter. The Shulchan does say Yesh Misha Omer Sholotiria Budleika Dafka. That's the sheet is Harajba Yesh Misha Omer. Mishnah Berurah is pretty clear. I think there's a little bit of a pun here in Ayin Sisukan Ayin Aleph. I think this is meant to be a touch of humor. The Hamekel Lo Hifsid. He didn't want to say, we're Meikel, is it? I'm Meikel Hefset. He does stress one or two final points. He does two more points that he makes. And Sif Katan Samaches, he points out, remember, Shvus to Shvus, we assume, going back to Sif Hey, Shvus to Shvus, if it's only Amil and Nachri on a Drabanan, that's Mutim Makim Mitzvah, or the Ramah said the Makim Hefset Gadol as well. The Rajba does not seem to agree with it. If you read the Tshuva's Rajba, he seems to think that I cannot tell the Nachri to move Muktzah on my behalf from Makam Hefset Gadol. But the Mishnah Berurah says, okay, but we pass like the Rambam. We pass like the Rambam at that point, they pass like the Rosh on this point. So if it's only Shavuos to Shavuos, so then you, even absolute Amira, outright Amira is Mutter Makam Hefsin Gadol. If it's Shavuos on a Doraisa, so then you can't do outright Amira, but we pass like the Rosh, that Remez is Mutter, even the sort of Remez that would not be allowed normally. And finally, Sifkat and Ayin, he points out, which is the Gemara. Lomar lo belashen ocheach im lo tatzi lo tapsid aser. You can say, whoever helps out won't lose. But if I say you, if you help out, you won't lose. That's a problem. That's very similar to what the Gemara in Ksuba said. The big difference is saying kalzon and mafsid and yozun. So this is not exactly yozun. This is along similar lines. So one needs to make sure that it's not belashen ocheach, it's not second person. It does have to be a remez. Second person is essentially a direct tzivut. Some of the modern examples of Shmir Shabbos Lechasa talks about, let's say there's a fire, and I say, well, oftentimes it's mutter and a chiyuv to call the fire department because it's a suffix of kaz nefash. I'm not sure how the fire is going to spread. But let's say it's in a non-residential area, but I have a merchandise, I have a warehouse on fire, and there's no threat to life. But I could say, whoever calls the fire department, whoever calls 911, won't lose out. That would be a modern equivalent. He also talks about watering cement. Sometimes cement needs to be watered or else it's going to start to crack. So, kol ha-yotzik, kol ha-mashke, eino mafsid. Or an air conditioner, which is freezing up and it continues to continue to run. So if I say, whoever calls the HVAC guy is not going to lose out, or whoever, there's some HVAC guys around who are not Jewish, and say, whoever fixes this is not going to lose out. There could be plenty of situations. Again, halacha l'maisa, we pass them like the Rosh. Halacha l'maisa pass them like the Rosh and the Bahad, that whenever there's a hefsed gadol, nothing unique about Deleika, whenever there's a hefsed gadol, not only, as the Rambam told us and said, hey, do we allow absolute amira, if it's a shavuos to shavuos, outright amira to do a drabanan, but if it's even to do a daraisa, to put up the sandbag, which is probably a bona daraisa, but I cannot do a direct amir, but I can do a remez. And once again, as I said, we're going to come in probably the week after next. Sif Chav Beis is going to be the discussion about remez in general. Next week, Mitzvah, we're going to jump into Sif Chav, which is a discussion of the having hana, beginning of our discussion of having hana from Melechus Akum.